When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. Tiffany here from Swish, and I want to talk about being a problem solver. In my classroom, I'm always telling my ICFirsties to be problem solvers. In first grade, that's one thing, but in adult life, it's a whole other. It can be really difficult to train your brain to go into a problem-solving mode. Maybe you don't even know where to start. It's a challenge that we all face in life, but when you learn to better help your brain find solutions, it's truly a great feeling. And if you've ever been thinking of giving therapy a try, BetterHelp is a great option. BetterHelp is convenient, it's accessible, it's affordable, and it's all online. And on top of that, they match you with a therapist just by filling out a brief survey. So when you want to be a better problem solver, therapy can get you there. Visit betterhelp.com/swish today to get 10% off your first month. That's better, HELP.com/swish.
Welcome to Swish and Flick, an All Potter podcast.
Swish and Flick, everyone. Swish and Flick.
Hello and welcome to episode 44 of Swish and Flick. I'm Tiffany.
I'm Megan.
I'm Katie.
I'm Padfoot.
What are you gonna do when you run out of stuff?
I'm just gonna make up names.
Start from the beginning.
All right, so this episode is sponsored by Libby Ryan.
Woo, 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 woo! Woo!
Libby!
Libby! Libby!
Today we will be discussing chapter 2 of Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban, Aunt Marge's Big Mistake. So make sure you have read the chapter and you're ready to, what do we want to? We already dive into details a lot. Mm-hmm. Can we, like, I don't know, swim a little?
Jump into the crannies.
What?
The nooks and crannies? Yeah.
We're going to jump into the crannies.
It might hurt a little because I think that they're, like, you know,
well, they're
have
not
sides.
They're not as soft as nooks. I'll say that.
I don't know.
My bad, guys.
Where do you find a nook? Is it with a book? Or do you have to in a look? I don't know.
Maybe you should take
with
a look.
Cook?
Yeah, okay. None of y'all are dogs.
That's how they.
All right. Anyway,
I'm just over here eating my fruit by the foot.
We're gonna go to some social media, so don't put that in your mouth yet.
I won't. All right, guys. So the best place to find us is at our website, which is
on the internet.
www.swishflickcast.com. You can find all info on our podcast there, including bios on your hosts. We have merchandise. We've got our blog posts with our episodes every week. We have links to Patreon and Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and YouTube and all the fun stuff all right at swishflickcast.com. However, if you don't want to go to our website, and that's fine, but you should, you can also just search for us on Facebook at Swish and Flick Podcast or Swish Flickcast on Twitter and Instagram. Yes.
I can tell how badly you want to eat that because you're reading this so fast.
I like that you're chewing your chips off mic.
Do you want me to chew them on?
I mean, whatever. Do what you want?
That's professional chip eating.
You can also join us on Patreon for exclusive access to the Felix Files.
Felix Files.
our bi-monthly bonus episodes. You can also have a chance to be a guest on the Felix Files. Join us for a live video chat session monthly on Zoom. We have monthly giveaways and lots more. So if that sounds fun, head on over to patreon.com/swishflickcast and choose your support level.
Also, if you're a patron that's a Phoenix level, you can pick a character. You might not get that one, but we're going to try to do analyzing. That's not even real words.
Analyzing.
Yeah.
Analyzing.
I was gonna say we're going to analyze, and then I was like, no, we're like already doing it. Each character.
Yes.
We started with Snape.
Oh, now we're going to do Sirius next. Then
wait,
go to
are we
Rainus.
Seriously going to do that?
Seriously.
Whoa. So yeah, like if you have like a potential, like, and you might not like them, I think it's going to be interesting because I know a lot of us have similar feelings on Snape. So we got someone that loved Snape to come on his. So it'd be interesting to have someone that maybe when we do certain characters, don't like the person or, you know, have a different view than I should say.
Mm-hmm. Pottermore put out a little video, by the way, the other day about Snape with people who are.
I didn't watch it though, but yeah.
Into Snape.
Yeah.
And people who don't. And
Snapeians.
I have to watch it.
The one girl. It was really short. The one girl was like, yeah, he like did that, like, that, you know, huge thing in the end. She's like, but it still doesn't take away from the fact that he was like a horrible person or something like that. I was like, shoot, Pottermore. It was intense. It was intense. I will say that. So, but they had people on all sides of it.
Were they intense? It was so intense.
Yeah, they were out in the field and all that jazz.
Wow. Also, a huge thank you and shout out to all of our current patrons. We couldn't do this without you.
You're amazing.
Thank you.
So, shake facts.
The weekly profit we have. Katie already opened it for me. Thank you.
Welcome.
Bonnie Wright is going to be in a new movie.
Played Ginny Weasley.
I thought she was like done acting.
I don't know. Why? Why do you think that?
I don't know.
She's still married to that dude.
They were never married.
No, they never got married. Whoa, they were just engaged.
You broke up.
They broke up though?
Yes.
Sad tweet.
Isn't that sad? Okay, I mean, yeah.
Well, okay. All right.
Okay, I lied. She, I don't know if, I think she does act in it, but she directed this movie as well. It is called Medusa's Ankles. I know.
I'm picturing
weird.
Ankles with snakes growing out
I'm
of them.
Sorry, I did not mean to laugh. It's just so weird.
It's adapted from a short story by A.S. Byatt and is set entirely in a hairdresser's. It stars Carrie Fox as a woman disconcerted by the signs of aging, particularly her graying hair, which she's determined to keep natural, and Jason Isaacs as a charismatic, bullying hairdresser with whom she has a fraught, fractious relationship. The 20-minute film is showing over 3 days in the salon, which will be open for normal hairdressing operation throughout.
Huh.
Interesting. I love me some Jason
Isaacs. It's interesting. I don't think that she's in it. She just directed it.
Well, go her.
Yeah.
Doing things.
So, yeah, I think that she has said that she is done acting and she just wants to be behind the scenes.
Does she do anything after Potter?
Not acting-wise that I know of.
No.
But she edits and she directs. But I know that, like, she's posted stuff on... What?
Sarah, she looked at me, licked her lips, and clenched her teeth, and it was really weird.
Oh, I thought that you guys were laughing at me.
No, she was like this. I don't know what it means.
It says here, so Bonnie is 27.
What?
She finished the series 8 years ago in 2010 and has opted to develop a career largely behind the camera, directing short films, shooting music videos and art projects, and recently branching out into commercials.
Who makes music videos? Do people still make music videos? And yes. Where do they play?
On YouTube.
YouTube. Vivo.
I love a good music video.
But why?
Oh my gosh.
Sometimes
seriously,
it gets me hooked into a,
it's like
a music.
Waste of money.
Seriously, watch... I know that you're going to laugh at me, but watch Taylor Swift's music video for Delicate.
So good.
It's great.
Why? What makes it good?
Because
Taylor Swift.
She basically, like, the whole concept of the video is that she gets to be herself because suddenly she becomes invisible. So she like does her crazy bizarre dancing and like makes ridiculous faces in the mirror. And like just the fact that this like multi-million dollar girl who writes music was able to put out a music video and felt confident enough in herself to make the faces that she makes in that video, dance the way that she does in that video, not give a bleep about what people say about what she does in it. Because like she doesn't dance good in it. She makes dumb faces. And it's like, she basically just put the message out. Like, who cares? Just be yourself. Do you. And it is, and like, I don't know, I love it. Everybody knows I love her, so.
I'll say this in defense of music videos. I like, if the song has a, like I have a vision in my head of like what it's going to look like, and then it's a little mini movie. I enjoy a good music
video.
See,
I just.
And a lot of times, sometimes like the music video will come out and I'll watch it so many times and I'm like, I need to have this song in my life. Like obsessed with it.
I guess same
visually.
I just haven't watched them in years, like literally. Like since
TRL,
because Marty and I would watch them in college. Like when we would like wake up, we'd just like throw on like CMT or something, and it would just be on. But like literally since then, and what was that like almost 10 years ago? I guess I just thought it was something that kind of like faded out.
I love a good music,
but
video.
No, it's still a thing. People are doing this with every single.
Most people I think have them.
Most people do, yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Ed Sheeran has videos out for like all
Oh, yeah, he does.
People, that's how I first heard of it. So, fun is. Harry Potter fact. I the reason I started listening to Ed Sheeran was because my cousin years ago was like, you need to listen to this. Pulled up the music video for Lego House. And because, you know, they're both white men with red hair, they say that Ed Sheeran and Rupert Grint look alike and they get confused with each other. So they have, like, it's Rupert Grint in the music video. Like, it's him until, like, the end. Mm-hmm. She's like, you need to see it because I know you love Harry Potter. And, alas, my love was born for
Charlie.
Ed Sheeran. Everyone knows I love him. Went to Columbus to see him because I'm obsessed with him.
He's got a good voice.
So, anyway, back to Potter.
That was Harry Potter related. Rupert Grint was in it.
Unlike her fellow Potter alumni, Wright has only taken a few acting jobs since, opting instead to study filmmaking at the London College of Communication and setting up her own production company in 2012.
Cool.
A businesswoman.
I'm pretty sure that she lives in L.A. though now.
She's a businesswoman. Businesswoman. She's doing business stuff. She's a businesswoman.
You're so weird. I just love you.
I don't love you back.
Okay, well. You know, you can't win them all.
Yep. That's...
It's time.
She's active with stuff, though, right?
She's super, like...
What am I trying to say? Like Emma Watson stuff.
Yeah, feminist. She's definitely a feminist. She...
liberal?
No, but, like...
She's very...
active about... Not an she's activist. She's an activist.
That's a good word. You
know, outspoken.
Yeah.
She is, like, super about... recycling and like using less plastic and
R-E-C-Y-C-L-E-B-C-O.
Well, you know what's cool though is like her, so Bonnie Wright, Emma Watson, Ivana Lynch, is that her name?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're all like vocal.
I had to stop following Ivana Lynch. I'm sorry. When she does all that animal stuff, like I know it's for a good reason because she's vegan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she has podcasts.
She posts a bunch of stuff
called Chick Peeps.
A little too graphic for me. I had to follow her.
I feel like she mostly posts pictures of her cat. that's why those are the ones I pay attention to.
No, it's cool that like, you know, first of all, they're all these great women and they have
strong Potter women.
Yes. And they come from like such a huge fandom where
Katie Leung, a lot of people are
following them.
Mm-hmm. Who?
And they
Katie Leung.
Yeah.
Cho Chang.
And they have such a platform where they're able to talk about these important topics. And they're not, like, shy.
I can't reach.
I totally agree. And But Bonnie,
like
Bonnie is extra, extra vocal on social. Actually... She responded to me once on Twitter because I agreed with something she said and she was getting a bunch of flack from it from other people. And I was like, people.
God, people on the internet love to say a bunch of stuff.
I have to say, so like in our Facebook group and everything, I'm very, I take myself out of situations whenever like people are arguing about stuff or whatever. Mm-hmm. Because I'm a very argumentative person.
Yeah, don't
and I have
say.
To say, this group has helped me to do that less.
Dial
because, yeah, because I, after a certain period in history recently, I was very active on the social medias and I was very argumentative and I don't do it anymore. And it feels good.
It's
not because,
stress.
You know, I do what I want in other ways that I think are more useful than Facebook arguing.
Amen, so, sister.
Yeah. I have decided that it's not worth it because people don't change their opinions on Facebook.
Facebook's terrible.
Yeah.
Minus the group.
So, congrats to Bonnie Wright on directing a fun little movie that is, like, out until, well, I guess May 26th, which is really soon. Is that?
That'll be tomorrow. After this episode.
Tomorrow. Well, who knows? Like, that's just when it's airing now, but, like, that's the beginning of it. So maybe it'll come for us to see somehow, whether it be Netflix or YouTube or something.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully we get the opportunity to watch it because I'd like to see it.
Very
and she posts all the time on her social media about her directing, like, projects she has going on, and it's very interesting. I like her on social media.
I don't follow her on anything.
I met her.
Cool.
Side note.
Yes,
I
ma'am.
Don't like meeting people.
She did not care what I had to say.
What did you say?
Oh, really?
I hate Ginny?
No, I was just like.
She just wasn't very talkative.
She just was not talkative. I like tried to start up a conversation with her at Steel City Con in Pittsburgh and like was really nice and just went up and, you know, trying to talk some Potter and she just didn't care.
Really?
I was like, oh.
She doesn't seem super talkative.
Yeah.
Or maybe that's
She's
just me
better.
Getting the impression
she actually,
from the movies.
So I will say. And this side note, but it does have to do with Potter because it's Bonnie Wright. I met her at Steel City Con. And before that, we had seen her at the celebration of Harry Potter. And she came for her first time the year that Rupert Grint was there. And she just was not very good at, like, the interviews that they had going on, like, the Q&As when people would ask questions. She just, like, didn't.
She wasn't engaging.
Yeah, she didn't engage with the people very well. She didn't really think through her answers. She was very, like, short with her answers, like, didn't want to, like, give a lot. And she was a little bit better at Steel City Con because that was, like, a couple months later. And then she came to the celebration this past year, and she was amazing. Like, different person. I was like, I can tell that you've done the con round.
Well,
and I think she just got used to it.
That, or maybe she was going through something, you know?
Yeah.
Possibly. I think part of it was she just wasn't comfortable
it's
in that type of role yet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, answering people's questions, trying to figure out what she can or can't say. And, like, she got to be around a lot of other Potter alum who had done that, so she probably learned from them, too. Like, Jason Isaacs and Tom Felton, Rupert doesn't really do that at all. He was
Matthew
not.
Lewis.
He Matthew should, Lewis for sure. He
Rupert
does
Grint should come to the celebration of Harry Potter, and I'm probably going to be there, and then he can meet me and he can marry me. Okay, thanks.
So he's single.
I
don't know.
I believe
I know
he
I'm
is
single.
Actually, this can go part of the Weekly Prophet. I was looking up just like, oh, what is Rupert Grint doing nowadays? Because why not? He and his dad own a real estate, like, agency in England, and he, like, owns a bunch of buildings and rents out.
That's okay. A good way to
I was like, can he be my landlord?
Can he be my boyfriend?
Yeah.
That's funny.
So, props to him.
Rupert, date me. Single. I like Harry Potter. I love a good redhead.
And he loves Harry Potter. I mean, he was a huge fan before he
I'll
got the
I'll make
role.
You anything you want to eat. I'm a good cook.
I think he likes food like Ron. He reminds me just a lot of Ron.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like they cast him perfectly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I agree. Tiffany's falling asleep in her chair. Let's
I know, we need to.
Well, she better not, because.
So your cub has hiccups and.
Oh.
Because it's cute. But it's time for the recap.
Thank you.
Welcome.
So, Harry has to study magic by night because the Dursleys locked up all of his school things. And he had to go and steal some back so he could actually get some of his holiday work done.
Ridiculous.
Ridiculous?
Ridiculous.
Our little Harry's growing up because he's a teenager now.
He is.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
and he gets his first ever birthday presents from Ron, Herm, and Hag. And for the first time in his life, he's actually glad it's his birthday.
I just want to say one thing about him. He had to wait 13 years. Oh, I'm waiting 13 years of it before I got a birthday present.
Have you guys seen, this is totally not related at all, but it is related to 13. There's like that meme going around where it's like, kids today who are turning 13. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Like a cute girl, and she's got like balloons.
Yeah.
And then it's like me when I turn 13, and it's like a bowling alley. Some trash dress looking 90s kid in a bowling alley bending over backwards like an idiot.
Like that legit that was me.
Yep.
That was us,
except that was a Pizza Hut.
Yeah. I did bowling.
Did anybody have a birthday party at DZ?
No, no, but I went to DZ and the rolly slide pinched my legs.
Oh, no. That was my favorite part. I'm
oh,
so
I
sorry.
Hated it.
What's DZ?
Discovery Zone.
Oh, no.
Watch.
I went there when Men in Black was in the laser tag.
It was.
Yeah, it was like a little, it was more than Chuck E. Cheese.
Shout out to Andy.
# only child. So I got to go all the time.
Spoiled. I don't think I've ever been to Discovery Zone.
I went once.
They don't have them anymore, right?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I think so.
All right. Tis the morning of Harry's birthday, and he's given a horrible present from the Dursleys. A week with Aunt Marge. Trying to stay on his best behavior so he can get his permission slip signed, Harry makes it through to her last day with them. At the last dinner, things blow up in their faces, and Harry leaves the house, permission slip unsigned, and his trunk full, intent not to go back with the Dursleys.
I don't blame him.
Your summaries are getting really entertaining, mm-hmm. I will say.
I do try.
Do you?
I do.
I like
you try
them.
A lot of things, particularly what's happening with you right now. You're a talent, my dear. All right. So, Harry came down to find all three Dursleys at breakfast. How nice. Oh. Lovely family scene here, guys.
Mm-hmm. Paints a beautiful picture.
It does. Let's dive into this picture a little more. So they were watching TV, a beautiful welcome home present for the summer for Dudley. Because you guys, he had been complaining about how long the walk was from the fridge to the TV in the living room. So now he pretty much lives in the kitchen.
I mean, like,
heart attack.
Honestly, like, that is just so unhealthy.
I have a lot of feelings about this.
And the fact that they, like, give in to this.
Oh, it's just abuse on all levels.
Yeah. And, like, I know that they clearly don't see it as that, but, like...
Oh, no, they don't. So, Rowling does a lot of descriptions for her characters. And sometimes I think some people don't take it in the way that she intends it to come across. And what I mean by that is with how she describes Dudley and how she describes Aunt Marge and Vernon physically. They're larger mm-hmm. people, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think she goes over the top so far with her descriptions because she needs you to know that this is wildly unhealthy.
Yeah.
And not normal. And the way that they treat Dudley, and I say it's abuse because it is. It's on a physical level. His health and how large he is, he's not a big bone kid. Yes, Vernon's a big guy, but he doesn't have to be like this, especially later on when he's boxing. That's a lot of physical effort.
Mm-hmm. Is it the fourth or fifth book that he goes on a diet?
I think it's the
where he like hates the lettuce and stuff. Where he's Megan.
where he gets a slice of grapefruit.
Lettuce line, and then
it's
like
a slice of grapefruit. Where he's like, just so annoyed that that's his breakfast.
And that's not even a healthy breakfast. Like that's not even good either. I just have a lot of problems.
Did he sprinkle sugar on it?
Probably not.
Anyway,
I bet he wanted to.
So it says that his five double bell. Chins were wobbling as he ate continually. Oof. So not healthy. So all I see is this kid who's probably taking like hardly any breaks throughout the day to stop eating.
Yeah.
And he's just sitting.
He just watches TV.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It really just... Ugh.
If he does move, he's just going to another room with
and
another
the thing,
TV.
The thing with kids is they naturally want to get up and move and run and play. And you can't hold them down. Like, and I don't know. I just have so many problems with this.
It's yes.
Neither here nor there. So I'm going to move on. We could do a whole Felix file about
Dudley's
child abuse.
Yes. Okay. So the Dursleys have been ignoring Harry, and Harry really didn't care. And so on this nice new TV, we hear some of the news. And this is just a little snippet, because there is a report on an escaped convict.
What? Is it Sirius Black?
Funny, you should say that.
Spoilers.
It's not, actually.
Yeah, it is.
No. It's Regulus.
What?
Plot twist.
Get that off your face. I can't look at you anymore.
He's dead.
True that.
Oh, boy.
The public is warned that Black is armed and dangerous. A special hotline has been set up, and any sighting of Black should be reported immediately. Well, nobody dinged the color. We can't do that every time, though. Yeah. We're not going to do that every time for Sirius. So Vernon's like, no need to tell us. He's no good. Look at the state of him. Filthy layabout. Look at his hair. Blah, blah, blah. And then he's looking at Harry because Harry's got crazy hair, too. And, you know.
Yeah, but his hair, like, when you, at the end of the book, his hair's down to his elbows. I just envision, like, can't you just have someone come in and cut their hair while they're imprisoned?
Mm.
Two things.
Sure.
So judgmental.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And ridiculously privileged. And I just can't handle them in these situations.
That's Vernon.
Mm-hmm. I know. That is Vernon and Petunia, and I just... It makes me so mad.
Vernon, man.
Yeah.
But, like, straight up.
Vernon. Vernon, 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 Vernon.
You're so weird. So, later on at this breakfast table, Harry finds with great regret that Aunt Marge will be coming to stay for a week. Yay! Oh,
Marge the Bodge.
Best news of the day.
Seriously, though. So he has like this, there's like this whole sequence that she puts in here about Aunt Marge. And Aunt Marge lives in the country in a house with a large garden where she breeds bulldogs. I like bulldogs, so.
They're cute.
I feel bad.
I like for those French bulldogs.
Frenchies.
With their little ears.
Yeah, the little bat ears.
I like all bulldogs, but just like Frenchies are so cute.
I think bulldogs, when they're puppies, are so fat and wrinkly.
Oh my gosh, the wrinkles kill me.
I just want to smooch them up.
Yeah.
Anyways, so.
Why are you laughing at me?
Not at you, just in general.
You have a circle on your forehead, so.
But don't call me a circle head.
Okay, so this is like a little flashback that Harry has, because I think that she is like a trigger for him.
Mm-hmm.
Probably. PTSD, man.
Yeah.
She ain't nice. There's
some bad memories with her.
Honestly, this, what I'm about to read, I mean, and you all should have read it, because you should have read the chapter.
I didn't.
But like it's a moment that has clearly stayed with him, and it says each of her visits stood out horribly vividly in Harry's mind. So at Dudley's fifth birthday party, Aunt Marge had whacked Harry around the shins with her walking stick to stop him from beating Dudley at musical statues.
Musical statues is a funny name.
I bet instead of like sitting in a chair, like you musical set the
chairs, yeah. Well, then how would you take them away?
I would think that it's just musical chairs, but they call it musical statues.
Maybe.
Let us know.
Yeah, please let us know. Yeah, let me know. A few years later, she had turned up at Christmas with a computerized robot for Dudley and a box of dog biscuits for Harry.
You know what? I've eaten a dog biscuit before, and they're not bad.
Have you really?
Milk bones.
But like,
what? You ate a milk bone out of
I tried a milk bone.
Out of all the dog treats you could eat, you tried those?
Well, that's all we gave my dog. When I was little.
They got, like, jerky and stuff?
Do you want to know what Megan did with her cats? Not with her cats.
Let's not right now.
Okay, well, I'll keep reading. All right.
I can't believe you guys ate dog treats.
It's good.
It was kind of weird. Why did you eat them, may I ask?
I just really wanted to know what we fed my dog all the time.
Well, what did it taste like? Compare it to something. Don't say a dog treat.
It tasted like...
a beefy cookie? Ooh.
Yeah, it was gross.
A beef cookie?
Yeah. Like, but the consistency of like a really dry cracker.
Yeah.
But like hard.
Yeah.
And meaty.
So like you shouldn't have ate it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know, I've eaten worse things.
I have eaten worse things.
What's worse than a dog biscuit?
Anything that lives in the
ocean.
Corn
dogs.
Get out, Katie.
Dude, she's so weird.
I don't like corn dogs either.
Thank you.
What?
Hate them.
Thank you. Disgusting.
More for me.
Good. Eat them all.
Whenever we ate them, is like
when corn dogs are great.
When I was a kid and we'd have them for dinner, I'd peel the whole corn dog thing off and just eat the dog.
You don't like that? Do you like cornbread?
I hate cornbread.
I love cornbread. I love hot dogs. Two together, it's not a marriage. No.
When was the last time you ate one?
She tried one when we were in Disneyland. Yeah, so she took a bite.
I'll tell you what I could do right now. I could probably pound 10 corn dogs.
Blah.
And not even think twice. No. I want a hot dog so bad because I can't have one.
There's so many things about them that are just... Blech.
Seriously, the thought like makes me a little nauseous.
Yeah.
Put a poll out. I want to know. Corn dogs, yay. Corn dogs,
do you really love corn dogs?
I was about to do it, but my phone is...
If you actually enjoy them.
All right, maybe I should finish reading this little snippet here.
Yeah.
All right. On her last visit, the year before Harry started at Hogwarts, Harry had accidentally trodden on the tail of her favorite dog, Ripper. A, how they talk the tails... of bulldogs. You'd have to be stepping virtually on that dog's butt.
Maybe she doesn't cut him.
Really?
Mm. I don't know.
She seems the type that would like...
I know. Yeah,
like,
she
do
does.
That, though. Because she's breeding them, you know?
Oh, like whenever people cut the ears on the doggies.
Oh, I don't like... Sad. Yeah, I don't like doctors. That. I don't like that at all. Our boxers always had floppy ones. Because
that's cuter.
They're babies.
And that's natural.
I don't know why people thought that they should... But, you know, that's not
so I have one question. Does he reminisce about three times that Aunt Marge came to visit?
Well, I would say so. Hmm. All right. Ripper had
three times in the third book.
Sorry. Harry out into the garden and up a tree, and Aunt Marge had refused to call him off until past midnight. The memory of this incident still brought tears of laughter to Dudley's eyes.
They're so mean.
It's just, it's not funny.
I believe that's the memory that comes up in book five. When Snape is inside Harry's head. I think that's something that comes up.
Hmm. Think bulldog. About how traumatizing that is.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
I mean,
scary.
That's, I just hate the Dursleys so much.
They're just the worst.
I wonder
the
what happened to Marge.
That was horrible. I'm sorry.
Hopefully,
as in just a bad joke.
Hopefully,
I'm sorry.
You're pouring one out for her.
You didn't miss
but
anything.
But not because she's not worth the alcohol.
Oh, who?
Marge.
Marge.
She died?
I was saying what happened to her.
I'm saying hopefully.
She got a death date on Pottermore.
<Sarah's hoping. laughs>
Can you look her up on Pottermore?
Maybe her bulldogs ate her.
I bet they would.
Ripper.
That's very morbid.
Ripper in half.
Hey!
Okay. Oh!
So Marge is going to be there for a week, and then Vernon gets to threatening Harry and laying down some ground rules. Rule number one, keep a civil tongue.
There's no death date.
Rule number two, no funny stuff.
No funny business.
And rule number three, Harry must say that he attends St. Brutus's Secure Center for Incurably Criminal Boys. How many rules? Three.
A one.
A two. A three.
There used to be a place in this area that was like kind of similar to that school. Like a, you
St.
know,
Brutus's?
Kind of. It's called the Jones Home.
Oh.
And my aunt would always use it as like a threat against my cousins. Like, if you're not good, I'm going to take you to the Jones Home. And then as soon as they heard that, they would like be good immediately.
My parents would tell us that. I just don't, my mom Jones? Specifically. I just don't remember what it was called.
Makes me think of Jonestown.
They would just say it. And then all of a sudden, of course, they're like little angels.
Dang, guys.
Basically, they would pick on me because I was the baby of the whole family.
Yeah.
And then they would get yelled at.
I'm sorry. That's not funny. So Harry sat there white faced in fury. The news of Aunt Marge was pretty much the worst birthday present from the Dursleys that he had ever gotten, and that includes Vernon's old socks.
Old socks.
Yeah.
Gross. What a joke.
Before Vernon heads off to pick up Marge, though, Harry stops him and tells him about what third years are able to do at Hogwarts and that he needs permission. And so I wanted to read this because this is another one of our glimpses into the more sassy of Harry's.
I love sassy Harry. Mm-hmm.
Sassy Harry. So here we go.
That's why I like Order of the Phoenix a lot.
Oh, he is moody. Yeah. I need you to sign the permission form, said Harry in a rush. And why should I do that? Sneered Uncle Vernon. Well, said Harry, choosing his words carefully. It'll be hard work pretending to Aunt Marge that I go to St. What's-its. St. Brutus's secure center for incurably criminal boys, bellowed Uncle Vernon. And Harry was pleased to hear a definite tone of panic in Uncle Vernon's voice. Exactly, said Harry, looking calmly up into Uncle Vernon's large purple...
I give up.
Purple face. It's a lot to remember. I'll have to make it sound convincing, won't I? What if I accidentally let something slip? You'll get the stuffing knocked out of you, won't you? Roared Uncle Vernon, advancing on Harry with his fist raised. With his fist raised!
That's not cool.
I'm sorry I got really loud in my mic, guys, but, like, really, you gonna punch him?
It's not right.
But Harry stood his ground. Knocking the stuffing out of me won't make Aunt Marge forget what I could tell her, he said grimly. Uncle Vernon stopped, his fist still raised, his face an ugly puce.
Bleh.
Puce. But if you sign my permission form, Harry went on quickly, I swear I'll remember where I'm supposed to go to school, and I'll act like a mug, like I'm normal and everything. And so Vernon agrees. He's not happy about it, but he accepts this deal.
I wish that Harry would have, like, been like, well, I'm not going to do it unless you sign it right now. Yeah. I would have argued
this
there.
This is just another version of why didn't he pick up a letter off the floor?
I know, but at the same time, it's like he has to know what Vernon's going to pull. Even if, like, he didn't leave like he does coming up, he has to know that Vernon will probably pull something. And
I feel like
Harry has too much faith in people.
Yes.
But that, you know, yeah, that's a Gryffindor trait. He thinks with his heart and not with his head. And we've said that multiple times. But I think that at this moment, at least me as a Slytherin, I would have been like, if you don't sign this right now, I'm never going to remember Saint whatever it is that I'm supposed to go.
I agree with Megan 100%.
What do you think,
Katie? I would have made him sign it.
Let's lightning bolt this. Do you think had everything gone according to plan, would Vernon have signed it?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You probably would have.
I kind of feel like you would have.
But I'm saying I would have made him sign it right then and there. Be like, well, no, unless you sign it, I'm going to forget.
I wouldn't have taken that chance is what I'm saying.
So do you think he would have signed it had everything went fine?
No, I don't.
And you say no?
I think he would.
Oh, you think he would?
Yeah.
Okay, what about
I think he would if everything went fine, but at the same time, I wouldn't have given him that option. I would have made him sign it then and there.
Because even if Harry hadn't lost, like if it hadn't worked out the way it did, I feel like Vernon, like, probably put him in situations to try and make it happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or make something happen so he wouldn't have to sign it. Because they're all about not pleasing Harry, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but they're also, he's more concerned with keeping that a secret.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can see that, but I don't trust Vernon.
I don't think he would have pulled anything for any funny business to come out or anything about Hogwarts or magic or whatever to come out. I think he was trying to do his best to keep it completely hushed, especially when we see this when Marge gets drunk and starts going off on Harry's parents. He tries to send Harry upstairs so nothing happens.
Yeah, that's true.
So I think he would have signed it. I think he would have not liked to have signed it, but I think that I think he would have done it anyway.
Now, how does this happen in the movie? Does he just tell him, like, is it just later? Is that all he says?
I don't think they talk. Do they talk about the permission slip at all?
That's what I'm saying. Like, quick. I think he was just like,
I don't remember.
He goes to ask Vernon, and he's like, later.
It's like right
later,
before,
maybe, or something.
Later, yeah.
Perhaps, if you behave.
Oh, yeah, right. That's now I remember it.
Yeah. And then, like, I think Marge comes in the door right then.
Yeah. It, like, is a quick cut, and then she's there.
It's very
See,
quick.
But when he tells her to, like, shut up, and this is when the wine glass breaks in the movie, right?
It's
this
not
is
a wine glass, it's a brandy glass.
Whatever. Gosh.
It's a different type of glass. I'm just saying.
When the glass breaks. Now I lost my thought. I'm Gosh sorry. Darn it.
You want to hear a funny story about the glass?
No.
Yes. There's a store by my house. Well, it's like 20 minutes away, called Old Time Pottery. This is back when my grandma Hagen was still alive. I'm at the store with my mom and my grandma, and this place has like all types of stuff imaginable. But they also have like a giant brandy glass, more for decoration than for drinking purposes, because you could fit several bottles of it in order to like make it look like a, you know, like if Hagrid was drinking it kind of thing. So I pulled it off the shelf and I turned to my grandma. I'm like, just a little bit of brandy.
Just a little drop of brandy.
Yeah, a little drop of brandy. And she thought it was really funny, but she also didn't get the Harry Potter reference.
Yeah, I completely don't remember what I was going to say. So
we'll sorry. Just
That's okay.
Marge, she's in charge.
Yes.
And Marge.
But yeah, I would have made him sign it right there.
Yeah.
I mean, it would have been more prudent, but that's not part of the plot.
Nope.
That's not what J.K. wrote in the book, so it didn't happen like that.
It's true.
And so Harry knows that he's going to have to attempt to live like a muggle for the rest of the time while Marge is there. So he puts his school stuff away he doesn't have temptation. Mm-hmm. Huh?
What a commitment. Mm-hmm.
Seriously, though. But
just
honestly,
saying,
yeah.
I wouldn't have done that. I'm serious, though. Like, no, there's no way in heck that I would have taken all my stuff. And no, I would have been like, when I'm in my room, this is my space and I'm going to do what I want. I'm not. Yeah. But
think,
again, that
think
could
about
just
how
be
much it means to him, you know.
I mean, it would mean a lot to me too. But you know, I'm going to get my way.
So I mean, not he's Harry. Not putting it away. He's not putting it away because the Dursleys told him to. He's putting it away just to try to act
away,
quote unquote
put away,
normal.
Put it away, man. Trying to act like a
yeah. And I would have been
man.
Like, I'll be normal as soon as I step out of this room. But when I'm in my room, I'm going to do what I want.
But if you have it on your brain, I think he realized it would make it a lot more difficult for him. To, you know,
out of sight, out of mind.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I think this was a
I also would have just forged the signature on the permission slip.
I bet you can't though. Magic.
I don't know. I
oh,
feel
no,
like
I bet you
could've.
I bet you can't.
How would they know?
I don't know, it's magic. They have
they have those
anti-cheating quills stuff. I bet they do something to the paper to make sure that it's your actual guardian.
Yeah, but then why would you have a anti-magic-y quill, whatever you just said, what's it called?
If you could enchant the paper?
Yeah.
There you go.
Anti-cheating
quill. I don't know. We don't know that they don't have anti-cheating parchment to
But like
to
what would be the point
on?
Of having both? Like that's overkill.
Because yeah, but think about all the stuff
might not
we have
be supplying.
But
the
here's
quill.
The thing: realistically,
yeah.
Say,
yeah. People bring their
Joe
own pencils
Schmo
to
forgets
test.
To get his permission slip signed, right?
Okay.
Like on a normal year at Hogwarts,
sorry,
all this crazy
I'm not
stuff
sorry.
Isn't happening.
You can't go.
What I'm saying is, I
would have forged it.
Yeah, I again.
I bet it wouldn't let you.
I bet
because
get another poll going.
Because I forged many a permission slips in my high school days.
You don't go to Hogwarts,
and not because my parents wouldn't sign it, but just because like
you
I forgot.
Yeah, I
and
I
would like
I know your type.
I would like hurry up and go into the bathroom and like scribble my dad's name.
Oh my God.
No. I got real good at signing
my
dad's name.
I never forged a thing.
I also, though, because I was one of those people that, like, I felt guilty about doing it, but I did it. So I would, like, call my dad in the bathroom and be like, Dad, I'm forging your signature. So if they call because they're, like, suspicious, just be like, yeah, I signed it. And he's like, okay.
That's a good dad.
He's the bomb.
Oh, I would always make sure I had all my things signed.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on. So, like I said, he puts his school stuff away and he sends Hedwig to Ron, which I bet, I mean, she wants to be with him, but I bet she enjoys her time there.
She's not in a cage.
Yeah. And now Harry feels miserable.
So did Hedwig go to Egypt?
No, I think that she just went to Ron's house, like, with Errol.
Were they back then, though?
I don't think so, because they weren't back until...
They were gone for, like, a month.
Yeah, they were, like, they were gone until, like, they went to London, I think.
Really?
Mm-hmm. They were gone for a while.
Okay, well, I bet she's just living it up, eating mice.
So, Marge arrives. As she's, like, about to come in, like, they can hear the car, Aunt Petunia's, like, scolding Harry, do something about your hair. But he doesn't even bother it, doesn't even bother to try because, A, it won't change. Like, it's not going to look any better no matter how many times he touches it. And B, he says that Aunt Marge loves to complain about him and criticize him, so it'll just make her happy.
True words.
And then I wanted to read the description of Marge, because I thought that, you know, just like we talked about the description of Dudley, it's a good one.
It's supposed to be rattling, I think. I mean, she makes it to where, you know, it's intense.
On the threshold stood Aunt Marge. She was very like Uncle Vernon, large, beefy, and purple-faced. She even had a mustache, though not as bushy as his.
So gross.
In one hand, she held an enormous suitcase, and tucked under the other was an old and evil-tempered bulldog.
Evil-tempered.
That is Ripper.
Ripper! So, don't you dare! What was that about, by the way? Don't you dare what? Pull him off?
Don't you dare, like, keep going up in the air because if the dog falls...
I know. I've never understood that
line. I've never understood that line either in the movie. That's all I've gotten from it.
Because he's like, sorry. Like, I don't understand.
Yeah.
I think she just doesn't want Ripper to have any chance of getting hurt.
Maybe.
Because he's on his leg.
I don't know.
So, I thought that it would be funny to point out what she calls Dudley.
Give it to me.
You know, added to our list of nicknames for Dudley, we've got Dudders, and Neffy Poo, which just makes me want to vomit, if I'm being completely honest. Where's my little Neffy Poo? Like, he's 13. Stop.
He's a Neffy Poo.
Stop it right now.
So she also, as I said, has Ripper with her, and she immediately thrusts her suitcase into Harry's chest. Why on earth do they just, like, see him as a servant?
Because he's less than them.
Like, really? That's what it reminds me of. And
Harry the house elf.
And does Marge or does Petunia give Dudley 20 pounds?
Oh, Petunia. It's his parents.
Okay.
Because he puts up with Aunt Marge.
Got it.
Oh, I thought Marge gave it.
So he, you know,
They're paying him to, like,
to be really nice to her.
Like,
to put up with it.
Yeah, to put up with her, you know.
Shenanigans?
Yeah.
So he pulls out of the hug with Marge with a crisp 20-pound note in his hand.
What's that in...
I think that it's about, like, $30.
Yeah, it's about $30.
Son of a biscuit.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money for a hug.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that roughly, like, an American would be like, here's $20, hug your aunt.
I'm going to say he probably should have gotten more for putting up with Neffy Poo.
Oh, honestly.
He loves
those. He's half paying attention.
So I wanted to talk about, I wanted to just read the conversation that she has with Harry.
Harry.
So, she barked. Still here, are you? Yes, said Harry. don't you say yes in that ungrateful tone. I just want to point out here that, like, this conversation is really good in the movie because it's pretty much word for word. Aunt Marge growled, "It's damn good of Vernon and Petunia to keep you. Wouldn't have done it myself. You'd have gone straight to an orphanage if you'd been dumped on my doorstep." Harry was bursting to say that he'd rather live in an orphanage than with the Dursleys, but the thought of the Hogsmeade form stopped him. He forced his face into a painful smile. "Don't you smirk at me," boomed Aunt Marge. "I can see you haven't improved since I last saw you. I hoped school would knock some manners into you." She took a large gulp of tea, wiped her mustache, and said, "Where is it that you send him again, Vernon?" "St. Brutus's," said Uncle Vernon promptly. "It's a first-rate institution for hopeless cases." Like, can you imagine somebody saying that about you?
Is there a real place? I'm sure he just found it. Like, is that a real place?
And, like, real, make it up? Like, real-time life?
No, well, real like, time real-time life in the book. Like,
oh, for sure. I bet you, yeah.
Okay, let me continue. "I see," said Aunt Marge. "Do they use the cane at St. Brutus's, boy?" She barked across the table. Uncle Vernon nodded curtly behind Aunt Marge's back. "Yes," said Harry. Then, feeling he might as well do the thing properly, he added, "All the time." "Excellent," said Aunt Marge. "I won't have this namby-pamby, wishy-washy nonsense about not hitting people who deserve it. A good thrashing is what's needed in 99 cases out of 10. No, I'm kidding. Out of 100. Oh, "Have you been beaten often?" "Oh, yeah," said Harry. "Loads of times." Aunt Marge narrowed her eyes. "I still don't like your tone, boy," she said. "If you can speak of your beatings in that casual way, they clearly aren't hitting you hard enough. Petunia, I'd write if I were you. Make it clear that you approve the use of extreme force in this boy's case."
Shout out to Dan Radcliffe for saying, "Oh, yeah, loads of times." That little smirk on his face.
I know. He did it so good.
Sassy Harry.
He really did. So then after that conversation, Vernon kind of directs the conversation away from that. And then they talk about the escaped prisoner, a.k.a. Sirius Black.
Sirius Black.
Dun, dun, dun.
Who's that?
Who that guy?
Ooh, I want to add this. So in our live feed, Beverly asks, "Maybe Marge gets meaner as she spends more time around Harry because he's a Horcrux." Because she does tend to get, like, meaner the longer she's there.
But I like that. However, maybe she's like Umbridge, where it really doesn't affect her because she really is just a horrible person.
That's true, too. Which I think is, like, but people say, like, "Oh, I wonder if it affected the Dursleys and that's why they're so mean to him." But I kind of view them a little bit like Umbridge, where, so, like, it just didn't. I mean, they're just mean people.
I think that they're mean, and I think they take it. I think it goes further.
Yeah.
Because I could see that. Horcrux. Like, I maybe. Think that, like, on a surface level, yeah, they're not nice people, but it's just worse.
Right.
It's made worse.
Yeah, even worse.
Yeah.
So Harry makes it all week pretending to be a muggle.
Good for Harry.
Gets to the last evening. Almost done. Aunt Petunia cooks this big fancy dinner. Uncle Vern uncorks several bottles of wine. They get all the way through the soup and the salmon without a single mention of Harry's faults. So then Vernon pulls out a bottle of brandy, offers it to Marge. I think this is kind of the undoing because she's getting a little drunk.
A little.
She has to be one of those people that just, like, gets nasty when they get drunk, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nastier.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, hey. Dudley's eating his fourth slice of pie. Ugh. Fourth slice.
I can eat four slices. What is it?
I feel like it's more than half a pie.
Yeah,
I think it is.
Like, if you cut a pie in a certain way, that's the whole pie.
What kind of pie is it?
That's true.
What kind of pie do you want? Lightning bolt.
Lemon meringue.
Pumpkin.
Apple.
Or apple.
Crumble top.
Cherry.
Or French silk.
Ooh, I want to.
Mama Joe's.
I want to change my answer. What? Pumpkin.
Mm-mm. Pumpkin.
With Cool Whip.
Cool Whip.
You're eating hair.
So I also wanted to point out that Aunt Petunia is sipping coffee with her little finger out. She always has to try and impress.
When in doubt.
Quick note. Libby interjects, "Are we sure Horcruxes would affect Muggles? Because he doesn't seem to affect anyone else like that." Which is a fair point.
Oh, yeah.
But
I mean, but
maybe it just makes horrible people worse. I don't know.
But
that's maybe possible.
But like Dementors affect Muggles, so Dementors, they can't. True. Feel magic.
Yeah, that's
know.
True.
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure. Because, it's a good question. I mean, think about when Ron put on the necklace. Whatever. He's always around them.
But like, it's a totally like it's. It's just is a it, different Horcrux. I feel
Ron
like
has tendencies is. To. You see, leading up to Deathly Hallows, that Ron has those tendencies.
But what about Hermione?
I think it affected all of them.
But it doesn't affect her nearly as much.
Yeah, but they all have different personalities. You know what I mean?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I think that Hermione is internalizes a lot of things.
Yeah, for sure.
Ron doesn't.
And she would get very short with them when she wore it, but she wouldn't necessarily be like mean like Ron would.
But again,
so do you think it brings out that worst quirk
possibly?
Because Ron complains and gets snippy about things, and it just made it.
Yeah,
I will say
the jealousy. You know that.
Going back to this chapter, when she was like, "Oh, a bit more." If you've seen that one episode of Friends where Joey's like eating everything and he wants a slice of pie, and he's like, "Just I need just a sliver or whatever," and he's like, "What are you doing? Cut me a real piece. Like, give me a whole slice of pie."
Yeah.
Or Petunia's like, you're not Petunia. Marge is like, I just want a little bit of brandy. No, you want an actual.
She wanted like a little more than an overly poured
glass of brandy.
So Harry wants to disappear into his bedroom.
Disappear.
Shout out to the Maelstrom. But Uncle
People
Vernon,
who like Disney will get that. Sorry.
I like Disney and I don't get it.
Disney World.
Uncle Vernon gives him a look that tells him he's going to have to sit it out. But why?
Probably because that Marge would think it's like disrespectful. It's probably respectful to stay at the table.
Or but maybe Marge he's hoping something like he lashes out and then he doesn't have to sign the permission.
Because Marge is getting a little wasted.
See, I don't trust Vernon.
Well, I don't trust him either.
I don't
but
trust him as far as I could throw him.
But no, but his history just points.
Not very far.
Can we ask our patrons who are here? Do y'all think that he was trying to get a reaction out of Harry? Because he's just so determined to squash this out and to not be found out. I just think it's a respect thing as far as saying.
No, I can totally see that. Like, you can't leave the table until you're excused.
Right. Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Because she would have crap to say about that.
Oh, yeah.
Especially being
You know what? I bet you, like, hammered. She probably bullies Vernon a little bit.
Oh, guaranteed.
So she's probably gonna be like, you aren't, because you see it like, oh, are they doing this and you're doing that and blah blah blah. So
well, they don't beat him like, hard enough and
yeah, it's semi bullying that she's like, you know, I never would have taken you in.
Yeah. Is she older?
She
strikes me as older than
I kind of agree with that.
Also doesn't mean that she is.
No, I feel like she probably like
I feel like she is, but just because you're down. Like, oh, she seems like the older sister. People think I'm older than my sister. That's because I boss her around. Just saying.
Because you nastily giggle about it. Are you a bossy pants?
It doesn't say this.
She doesn't wear
she's
pants.
Vernon's sister. So I don't know.
It Dear Joe,
say that.
Dear Joe,
is that Pottermore? You're not even gonna list that.
Come on, Pottermore.
God,
get your stuff together.
I need to write them.
Like,
note.
Honestly, sometimes some of their information just sucks.
I want more, Potter, more.
Well, this one, her file fact says, Marge Dursley, skills, breeding bulldogs. Hobbies, bullying Harry Potter, spending time with Colonel Fabuster.
Drinking brandy. Breaking glasses.
Brandy.
I don't know. Are they answering us? If not, you can just move on.
So Marge mentions that she likes to see a healthy-sized boy, meaning Dudley, and that he would be a proper-sized man. Now, this one here, she looks at Harry, who feels his stomach clench, and his whole thing the whole week is thinking about that do-it-yourself broom care handbook. Mm-hmm. So he quickly thinks of that. Just focus on that. Don't pay attention to her. She says he has a mean, runty look about him, and that you get that with dogs.
Comparing him to a dog.
Yeah, so here's Harry sitting here having to take her scrutiny. Whatever.
Like, realistically, what did he ever do to her besides just existing?
Nothing.
That's it.
Literally nothing.
Breathing the air around her.
You know, and you get, this is not too far-fetched from people in real life. Some people, and I don't know what they go through that you know, makes them this way, but they're just
mean.
Nasty mean.
Yeah.
For no apparent reason.
Right.
There's always a rooted reason.
Mm-hmm.
But, like,
it's not obvious.
I literally cannot understand people like this. I can't.
Nope.
And if you're like that, please seek help.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't, he's done nothing.
Literally nothing.
Realistically, he's done nothing to the Dursleys. Like,
no.
It's not his parents. It's not his fault his parents died. Like, he's not some but horrible
Petunia,
kid.
But Petunia, like, blames it on Lily and then in turn blames it on Harry.
It doesn't make it right.
Oh, I
like, it's not like he's Draco Malfoy in this house.
The Dursleys, but.
I just don't get how Petunia can do what she did, especially after reading Dumbledore's letter.
Well,
I don't understand.
She just.
But I don't. I want to refuse to believe that there are people in this world that are just horrible. Yeah. Like, I want there to be light and good and everyone, and I'm trying to find it in her. And every time we go back to her, I can't find it.
Well, yeah. What does Sirius say? We all have light and dark in us.
But it's where's just on her what light?
She doesn't act on it. So yeah. Even if she does have light, she chooses dark.
Yeah.
Which is
she
terrible.
She thinks that it's light enough that she's letting him stay in her house.
Yeah.
Feeding him enough
yeah.
that he's not dead.
Yeah.
I can't, you guys.
I know.
And being pregnant and thinking about how Harry was one and going to her, I know for a fact that she was horrible to him even when he was an infant.
I know we've brought it up like a million
and like,
times.
And thank like, God Harry
I'm sorry
out
I'm
the
stretching
way
all the way into this, but it no, like it, as we're going on and I'm seeing this, Marge is so terrible. She's worse than Vernon and Petunia in my opinion.
Oh yeah.
Because
she like
I feel like she would have I feel like she would have killed Harry. Or
she
like left him.
Yeah. She
like
what do they do
with dogs? Or she probably she said she drowns him.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Or she would have dropped him off the orphanage, like she said before. If she wouldn't have
but like you said
tried to kill him. I don't think I think something would have happened, but whatever.
Like you said, she drowns the dogs. Mm-hmm. I don't think it would be terribly far fetched of her to do that.
Agreed.
Which is unfortunate.
It's firing me up. I'm sorry.
But like in real life, that happens in real life. Where like people abandon babies like in the middle of nowhere.
They do, and I don't understand it.
I don't understand like as a human being how you can do that.
But like, does that go back to like
something
mental illness? Yeah, does she have a mental illness where right. she can't,
or is she just understand? A horrible person.
But like, are people really?
Like, are there really people like that?
Yeah,
she's the older are. Sister of Vernon.
I win.
I think there really are people like that. That they're just.
Do you?
There's people that just.
I don't want to believe that.
I think that, unfortunately, I think it's true. Really? I agree with that, you know?
Really?
Yeah.
It's sad.
But, I mean, like.
There's 7 billion people on in this planet.
There's people that just don't have morals.
Mm-hmm. So you don't think
they
there's.
Just don't care.
Yeah. You think they're just normal?
They don't care about other
people.
And
they're people. Just bad.
They just care about themselves and. What's
but,
best for them?
The way that
the
they
is,
get
you
there.
You cannot use normal because it's a very relative
yeah,
term.
You're
like
right.
Normal is different
yeah.
for everyone,
okay.
right?
It's a lot to talk about.
It is, and it just it's
sad.
It hurts my heart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bev says that she thinks that she's just enabled by those around her.
Mm-hmm.
Probably doesn't help.
Mm, everybody probably gives into her.
Yeah.
Yeah. As Tiffany and Sarah said, she did have her neighbor drown one of her bulldogs because yeah. he was ratty, weak, and underbred.
So freaking sad.
So Harry's trying desperately to remember page 12.
Give her this bell.
No, it's okay.
It's
probably
not
just
the
me.
Bell.
It's Katie.
Of his
Are
book.
You're too close to it. You're
yeah,
like
maybe. I need
this.
Like...
Need yeah, like range. You're way too close to it.
Here,
so
does that help?
We'll find out. So Aunt Marge goes on about how it all comes down to blood. Bad blood will
bad
out.
Bad blood will out.
Petunia's sister was a bad egg. She ran off with a wastrel. The result was right in front of them. Harry's sitting right here.
If there's something wrong with the mom.
Good edit.
Then there's something wrong with the pup.
So Harry,
I remember watching that and being like, oh! But I read it in the book. I read it in the book.
Harry has a funny ringing in his ears. 13. The poor kid has to have this rage that, I mean, no kid should be talked about like this.
I would also have this
yeah.
rage.
Yeah,
oh,
I would
have
rage. Yeah, don't talk about my parents like that.
Okay,
yeah.
Bye. He's trying to remember
like,
his
she
book.
She doesn't even know them. No. Who really knows them? Nobody in that room.
Right.
Not even Harry.
So Marge asks what Harry's dad did for a living, and Uncle Vernon, of course, lies and said nothing. He was unemployed.
And well, Marge, that's not really a lie.
But I was going to say, was he? Like, what did he do after school?
He didn't. They worked for the Order of the Phoenix.
Yeah, and then like soon they had to go into hiding.
That's not unemployed. He was doing stuff.
Sure, but he wasn't paid. He just lived off of wealth. But he wasn't, you know, a good-for-nothing, lazy scrounger.
Right, which is what Marge describes him as.
Right.
And Harry can't take it anymore. He says he was not. And that's when Uncle Vernon steps in. More brandy! You boy!
Yeah, let's get her more drunk.
Go to bed, go on. But Aunt Marge isn't having it. She makes him stay there. Go on, boy, go on. Proud of your parents, are you? They go and get themselves killed in a car crash. Drunk, I expect. And Harry explodes. They didn't die in a car crash. And she calls him a liar, of course, because that's the story she knows. Starts calling him ungrateful. Oh, but something happens.
So, before we get into that, there's an article on Pottermore that's about Marge. So, I figured since we're talking about her,
Marge. Can you copy paste that?
I am doing it as we speak.
Thanks, ma'am.
So, it's called Marge Dursley.
Oh, whoa.
That's so shocking. It's Marjorie Eileen Dursley is the older sister of Vernon Dursley. Although no blood relation of Harry Potter, he has been taught to call her Aunt Marge.
Respect.
Marge is a large and unpleasant woman whose main interest in life is breeding bulldogs. She believes in corporal punishment and plain speaking, which is what she calls being offensive. Margaret... Not, it's not what that says. Marge is secretly in love with a neighbor called Colonel Fubster.
I figured they were...
Fubster, who looks after her dogs when she is away. He will never marry her due to her truly horrible personality.
Oh.
Hmm. This unrequited passion fuels a lot of her nasty behavior to other people. Maybe because he actually likes her dogs, just not her.
That's true.
Except he drowned one.
That's true.
I don't know.
Katie, people suck.
So Marge dotes on Dudley, her only nephew. She does not know that Harry Potter, who lives with her relatives, is a wizard. She believes him to be the offspring of two unemployed layabouts who dumped their son and their hardworking relatives, Vernon and Petunia. The latter, who are terrified of the prejudice and outspoken Marge finding out the truth, have fostered this impression over many years. When Harry becomes angry with Aunt Marge, who has been insulting his parents, and loses control over his magical ability, she's blown up like a barrage balloon. Two members of the accidental magic reversal squad must be dispatched from the Ministry of Magic to deal with this incident, modifying Aunt Marge's memory. From that time forward, the Dursleys do not invite Marge to stay while Harry is in residence, and he never sees her again. So, hey, it's a blessing in disguise.
Honest to God.
And so then at the end of this article has J.K. Rowling's thoughts. She's like, I regret making Aunt Marge a breeder of bulldogs, as I now know them to be a non-aggressive breed. My sister owns one, and he's the most lovable, affectionate dog you could hope to meet. On the other hand, they do look grumpy, and on appearance alone seem to suit Aunt Marge.
So she, I wonder if she originally picked it because she thought it was, like,
mean.
That's what it sounds
like. Yeah.
They would pick,
little piggy dogs.
Pitbulls.
They would.
Anything wrong about pitbulls, but.
No, we love itty bitty pitties.
In Cleveland, Lake would have issues.
People, like, hate them.
Yeah. This girl that I went to hair school with has the cutest dog. His name is Blue. And she throws him birthday parties, and he's a pitbull. A, he's gorgeous. B, he's
just big teddy
bears,
man. Oh, my
God, he's so cute.
It's all about how they're raised.
I love pit bulls.
It's all about how they're raised. Itty-bitty pitties.
I saw an article about the first pit bull canine officer.
Aww. Oh, I saw that.
They should be doing that.
That would be, they would be a great breed for that.
They're all muscle. That's all they are.
All muscle.
All right. So the lovely Marge is screaming about how his parents died in a car accident. She calls Harry a nasty little liar and is in the middle of telling him that he is an insolent, ungrateful little. And then almost like words have failed her.
Give me it. Do it justice.
Oh, I don't know if I can.
Yeah, okay.
So it's almost as the words have failed her. She seemed to be swelling with inexpressible anger, but the swelling didn't stop. Her great red face started to expand. Her tiny eyes bulged, and her mouth stretched too tightly for speech. Thank God. Next second, several buttons burst from her tweed jacket, pinged off the walls. She was inflating like a monstrous balloon, her stomach bursting free of her tweed waistband, each of her fingers blowing up like a salami. Think about how huge a salami
That's
is.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. All right, so then Vernon's like screaming. Both her and Petunia are like, ah! And as Marge's whole body began to rise off her chair towards the ceiling, she was completely round now, like a vast buoy with piggy eyes, and her appendages stuck out weirdly as she drifted. She was making apoplectic sounds as she drifted up into the air, and Ripper came skidding into the room, barking like crazy. So Vernon yelled no and grabbed a hold of her feet, trying to bring her back down, but he was almost lifted into the air himself. And then Ripper leapt and then bit into Vernon's leg. And I can just in the see it in the movie where he's like trying to like get him off.
This is gonna be a fun one to do our movie watch on.
Yeah,
one movie is in my leg is how the button pings down.
Yes,
like,
yes!
Twice. So, right?
Just like, yeah. Yeah.
So Harry chose this exact moment to GTFO, grab his stuff from the cupboard under the stairs.
I hope people know what that means.
So Google it,
as
kids.
He's reaching it, the cupboard bursts open magically when he reaches it, and he pulls out everything, pulls it to the front door, and then he runs upstairs to gather the rest of his belongings. And then as he reaches his trunk again, Vernon comes rushing out of the dining room, yelling at Harry to go back in there and put her right.
You put her right!
Harry,
you
was
put her right now!
Harry was feeling reckless with all of this anger and magic flowing through him. He kicks open his trunk, pulls out his wand, telling Vernon that she deserved it. She deserved everything she got, and tells Vernon to keep away. He opens the door and leaves. Harry has left the building and gone into the dark night with his trunk in Hedwig's cage.
I feel like you're like a Secret Service agent. Harry has left the building.
I was actually thinking like Elvis has left the building.
Yes.
Harry has left the building.
Holy cow.
I can hear Vernon being like,
you come back now and you put her right.
What does he say? He's no, like, they're not going to let you back in. Like,
oh, yeah.
You have nowhere to go.
Anywhere's better than here.
I still like this movie because the guys are starting to look cuter.
Harry is uber cute in this
His movie. Hair is perfect in this movie.
Rupert.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I want so badly... The way to deflate her is just a long series of farts.
They say, and this kind of ruins the next chapter, they puncture her. What do they do?
No, I want it to be farts.
I was thinking, like,
maybe they puncture her in her butt.
Not Veruca Salt. Who's the girl?
Violet.
You're turning Violet. Violet.
And they have to squeeze her.
Yep. The juicing room.
We just have to juice
Violet Beauregard.
Augustus Glump. Augustus Glump.
No, I will not watch that one.
Oh, my God.
No, I hate it.
I used to know the word.
Who's Johnny Depp?
Gene Wilder or nothing.
Yeah.
I love
But there are also
both.
Technically, they're two different movies. One is Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. One's Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
I really love both of them for very different reasons.
I only like, really, the part once they get there because I like to watch them eat the chocolate and such things.
Good day, sir. I said good day.
Yeah. Okay. Lightning Bolt. I know I already did a question.
You gotta pick a pocket or two.
Would you have run away from the Dursleys?
Hell yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Especially after that, I wouldn't have put up with that kind of verbal abuse.
Hey. Yeah.
I would have probably punched her in the face, to be real.
Okay.
Would it be like one of those blow-up things?
This situation, like the whole like conversation that goes down with Marge, how she, you know, is talking smack, reminds me of this this situation that I had when I worked at a grocery store.
Whew.
Where
I remember that
this guy was just being nasty. I mean, there was this customer in line before him, and she was different, and she had her tendencies, and she came to my line knowing that I didn't care. So I let her do her thing. She didn't like people touching her groceries. She wanted to scan them herself. Marks doesn't have self-checkouts. She was fast. She would bag it all by herself. Like, literally, it took just as much time as if I were doing it. Okay. No joke. Because she did it all the time. So it's not like she didn't know what she was doing and she was fumbling
around. She was
around.
Like one of those people that comes in and you know and everybody
yeah. got with it. And plus, like, it's Marks. So she just, like, read me some of the prices because we still typed them in. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing as me picking it up and reading the price and typing the price in, you know? So anyway, this guy was getting really mad and he started saying really nasty things to her, like to her face, about how she had mental issues and like just being
even if you awful. Thought that, like, I mean, shut up.
I mean, being awful. And then he turned on me. And he was saying that I was stupid and I didn't know how to do my job. And like, I mean, he was going off.
Megan.
And I mean, like, you guys know who I am. And I was seething. I mean, like,
he should never be.
I was shaking in anger.
I know this was like forever ago.
I was so angry. And, you know, he was next. I had to check his groceries out next.
I had to put my finger through each.
I literally like threw all of his groceries. Like, I'm not, I literally threw all of his groceries, did not bag anything for him. I like would type it in and throw it all the way to the end. And then he gave me the money and he started like getting really nasty again because I obviously wasn't being nice to him. And finally, like with my teeth clenched, I was like, I do not appreciate the way that you're talking to me. And then then I was getting his change and I took his change and I threw it at him. I mean, not kidding. Threw it at him. Change flew everywhere because it was a bunch of coins as well. And then he skedaddled the heck out of there because the manager was coming. And I knew that, like, clearly I shouldn't have thrown his change at him. But, like, I did not care because of how he was talking to me. And I knew that the manager would have been on my side.
Oy.
Because of how he... And, like, there were witness... Like, I mean, the people in line behind him were even like, dude, calm down. Like, it's fine. It took just as much time. He just, like, would not stop. And oh my God, I've never been that angry at somebody before. And I worked at Disney during fast paced, busy season. Nothing tops that guy. He was the worst. Mm. And he scrambled out of there right before the manager came.
I don't get why people are mean. I just don't. Especially to people who are in the
service industry. Person.
I guess.
But I will say, like, working at a grocery store like that, working at Disney, talking to guests who are unhappy, it makes you appreciate stuff more.
Yeah.
And it makes you treat people in those roles really nice.
You just never know. Like
I am so nice to cast members at Disney. I'm so nice to cashiers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Jeez.
But oh my God.
What was
that guy?
I don't remember.
It wasn't. She was just talking about like the rage that Harry felt.
I think. Oh, okay.
Yeah. We didn't really get.
I didn't.
Into it.
I was like, I don't know why she's talking about this again. I had him because I missed the.
I was trying to figure out what like, I had asked.
Oh no! You did ask a question. I think you said something about Harry's rage.
Didn't I? I asked if he would leave the Dursleys.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Oh.
And then I was saying, I understand that rage.
We all said yes. So, long story short.
Sorry.
Yes.
What did we learn?
Be nice to people. Don't be a jerk.
What breed do you want to breed of dog?
Can I breed cats? Sure.
No. Rude. That's not the question. This
I
want to
breed
bolt,
a bunch. Can say the same one.
I want to breed a bunch of serious
dogs.
Someone
should take a Labradoodle so Tiffany can't have it.
Labradoodle.
Golden doodle.
I counted it. It's a doodle. No doodle.
Boxer.
I would want to breed Basset Hounds.
We did breed Boxers.
The only dog I ever actually owned in my lifetime was a little Shih Tzu, and she was adorable.
Siberian Huskies.
Oh my God.
Those are so fluffy.
Bad. They are gorgeous.
Or Corgis.
Oh. I'm not a fan of corgis.
I love corgis butts when they put them in slow motion. And yes. Like
the queen has some corgis.
Music.
I know. Libby has a question for us.
Sure.
Go, Libby.
Why didn't the spell protecting Harry break that night?
Because he still called it home. I mean, he had to. He was underage. He wasn't going to a new home.
Maybe that's why. Maybe it did sort of temporarily break, and that's why Fudge was freaking out so
bad.
Does
Fudge
know about it?
I would think so.
Oh, maybe not.
Tiffany, your face.
I just don't think Dumbledore is privy to anything, guys. You have to remember.
Very close to his chest.
I agree, but later on, Fudge mentions that Vernon and Petunia are willing to take Harry back for summer break if he stays at Hogwarts for Christmas.
I think that was just him trying to smooth things over.
Yeah, like that's how I read it. Like trying to like that. Regardless, like he's like that's your family kind of thing.
Yeah.
And where else would he go?
Just right. because you run like, away from home
to the Weasleys.
Not that he can't go to the Weasleys, but like they also have like how many kids living at their house? You know what I mean? So like.
Here's the thing about Dumbledore.
Not that they wouldn't. Like, they would be, like, one of those people, like, I feel like Molly and Arthur would, like, sleep on the couch and give, like, Harry their bed. Those types of people where, like, I'll make sure that, like, everyone else is fed before we eat. Or I'll make sure that y'all have beds before I have the bed. I'll make sure you're all healthy. You know what I mean?
If you think about Bill and Fleur's wedding, they sleep on the couch so that Fleur's parents can have their bedroom.
Yeah. Like, that's just the kind of people that those wonderful human beings are.
I don't think Fudge knows about... Because I feel like if anything, Dumbledore would have expressed to Fudge that it was important for them to get Harry back as soon as possible. Because of Sirius, but he would also probably allude to something else, but he's not going to make Fudge
because
Fudge does know about the Sirius thing.
Yeah. Like, I wonder if Dumbledore was just like, hey, you know,
need to get him back.
Like, that's the best place for him. Like, as much as we all kind of hate it, that's the best place
but
for
he's
him.
Not going to tell him why.
Correct.
Right.
Exactly.
And Fudge is going to be like, you know, bro.
He's just going to say, okay, because at this point, we know that Dumbledore says is gold.
Yep. I agree.
Okay.
Yep.
I feel like I'm understanding Dumbledore a little more and more each time we go through stuff.
I still don't know how I feel about him. I need more Scamander's stories and
Fantastic Beasts movie. I really want to know more about him from this next Fantastic Beasts movie.
I'm really excited to see if there's a vow or something, or like I just want Unbreakable vow. I want to see the backstory.
You know, as many choices that he makes that everybody, you know, questions, and then his youth and dabbling in the dark arts and stuff.
Dabbling.
He's got a boss arc.
Yeah. He does.
I love it. I love my Dumbly.
A Dumbledore.
Any more Patreon questions or questions from
Let me think what I'm going to want to ask you.
I'm trying to think. Instead of blowing Marge up, what would you make her do?
Shrink down till she can't talk. Bigger voice box.
Like an Ursula.
Kill her. I'm kidding. I'm just joking.
Oh my God.
Because I kind of wanted to say the same thing, but whoa. I'm glad to go.
I would have her do the opposite and shrink and then shut her in a drawer or something.
Like Tinkerbell.
Accidentally step on her.
No. Ripper steps on her.
I'd feed her to Ripper.
Yeah.
So you know how in Nightmare Before Christmas, where he pulls the string on Oogie Boogie, and he like unravels. I want that to happen to her.
Yeah, would she have bugs underneath her skin?
No, what would she have? Little rippers.
She would have.
She'd be like, made of dog biscuits.
Yes.
She would rotten be filled dog biscuits. With brandy.
Brandy, yeah.
Soggy.
Just a little drop of brandy.
Doesn't she play Miss Trunchbull? Isn't that Miss Trunchbull?
Yes.
Yeah.
She's the worst.
The chokey.
Did anybody know that? Matilda, she plays Miss Trunchbull for anybody who doesn't know who that is.
Matilda, she's a tall woman. The chocolate cake.
Oh, yeah.
I hear this story like three times a year. I swear.
The chocolate cake just looks so good. What's his name? Charlie or something like that?
And the chocolate cake.
No.
It's something with the C, isn't it?
I don't know. Jinx.
Oh, damn.
Where do you think Marge went?
St. Mungo's for a little bit.
To the moon.
No,
you know what? I don't think she leaves the house in the book.
I don't think she leaves the house.
Oh, I thought she was like bopping around the air over somewhere. Yeah, they like had to get her from some
town.
Oh,
right?
You're right. Did it? She was like over a city.
Really?
Yeah.
Right?
We'll read it when the time comes. He says it. Fudge.
Ah, that is the next chapter.
Tomorrow. Let's get that tomorrow.
We gonna talk about that tomorrow.
Anyways, we have any more questions?
I don't think so.
Sarah, you out? I've been coming up with stuff today. Look at me.
Look at you.
I never come up with anything.
I know.
Yeah,
I don't
Tiffany
either.
And Sarah. It's the Tiffany and Sarah show.
Hey. I don't know.
What would you use? So Harry uses the book, right, to like recite in his head. What would you do right now? Oh. What would you recite in your head to like get her not in your head?
The Serenity Prayer.
I say that almost every night.
I would just think about
or something you really like.
The Serenity Prayer is a good one.
Yeah. It is, yeah.
And also probably I would think about Iggy and how cute he is when he sleeps on the couch because it makes me happy.
Does he sleep with his fangs out?
Yes. Sometimes. And he sleeps with his little paws curled up and then his little back paws also curl and he's like on his back upside down and his little fangs hang out. Oh my God, he's so cute.
I like when the fangs hang.
He's so cute.
I would probably recite song lyrics in my head.
What song?
As of right now, it probably would be a Hamilton song because that's 90% of what I listen to.
I would probably also think about Taylor Swift because she's beautiful.
Would you listen to Taylor Swift while
would you say she's
yeah.
gorgeous?
Oh, yeah, I would.
Oh, that's a song.
That's a song that she wrote about me.
Fun fact.
Oh, man.
Jeez. Oh, pizza.
What beverage would you give Marge to enhance her drunkenness?
I was going to be like, not really if you're Marge, but like, what would you want to be drinking?
Oh, okay. To curb the Marge-isms yeah. at dinner?
Rum and Coke. Spiced rum and Coke.
Mm, yeah. Tastes like vanilla.
Rum and Coke.
Really?
Yeah.
But like, if you do like... spice like a
yeah,
Captain
yeah,
Morgan
spice,
and Coke
yeah.
it tastes like
oh it's
vanilla
so
Coke.
Good it tastes, yeah
bro
yeah.
I think my first beverage after baby will probably be a nice chilled glass of Riesling.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Ugh, too sweet. Yo. Did you say what you would give Marge?
I didn't.
Poison. Rat poison.
That's none of mine.
No, give that to Scabbers.
Yeah, for real. But like for real. I'm for sorry, real, real. Not sorry.
Crème de menthe.
Absinthe.
I was gonna say absinthe.
Something really gross. What is that one we had Bitters? In a drink for one of the vacations and it was awful. It was like cherry herring or something like that.
Ew.
Marty would know what I'm talking about.
What about crème de la crème de Edgar?
Peppermint schnapps. I don't know what they're talking about.
It's from Aristocats.
Yes.
Oh, you're right.
I love that movie.
You're now on Grown Up Kids.
First of all, that's probably
ages.
One of my favorite all-time movies. A, because it's adorable. I love the kid. The
I'd girl. Rather and watch 101 like, Dalmatians.
Oh, no. This is why you're not a real O'Malley, because it's O'Malley the Alley Cat.
Yeah, I don't care about that.
Thomas O'Malley.
O'Malley the Alley Cat is what I say.
See,
but I like Marie where she's like, girls don't Starbucks, but we know how to finish them. And I was like, yes!
You
and
would be that little cat.
Touching her cheek yeah. fluff.
She's just so cute.
I have cheek
just
fluff.
Just such a cute little movie.
Mm-hmm.
Look at it.
yeah. It's a fan story from Brittany Lindsay. I like many others grew up with the series.
No. Oh, no. Don't do that to her. Give her an authentic read.
Brittany, I will read your fan story.
Keep that in because that's funny.
Yes, ma'am.
Keep that in. I'm hilarious.
Just ask her.
Jeez.
All right, so I want to thank Brittany for having an easy last name, if that's actually your last name. Meg, I need to read it.
Sorry.
Why'd you click away?
Sorry.
So Brittany says, I like many others, grew up with the series. I was 10 years old when Sorcerer's Stone came out, but I did not touch a book until after I watched some of the movies when I was about 17. On the bookshelf at home sat the first three books forever, yet we just never crossed paths. Sometimes I wish young me did, though, because she desperately needed this family. But fast forward to now, and I'm a proud 27-year-old adult with a passion for the wizarding world. Anxiety has been my battle for most of my life, and Hogwarts is my home, my comfort, my family. When times are hard, it's always where I turn. My husband and I tried to have a baby for 3 long years, and if you've ever been there, you understand the mix of emotions. Magically, we got pregnant with my beautiful Hazel McKinley. My pregnancy was hard because my anxiety, but because the beautiful world of audiobooks and Jim Dale. Hurry.
Shout out to Jim Dale.
I've managed to fit my love back into my busy life. Since then, I've began my reread with Swish and Flick and listened to my audiobooks literally all the time at work. The community you ladies have built is amazing. Thank you so much. I'm a proud Hufflepuff married to a Slytherin with a kind heart.
Best woo, me too.
My wand is Maplewood Phoenix Feathercore, 12 and a half in length. Slightly yielding flexibility. My Patronus is a West Highland Terrier, but cute. I don't feel like this is right. I totally understand because I don't feel like mine is. Don't let the muggles get you down. Side note, she started this email to us saying, my story is boring.
It's
not
boring.
At all.
It's never boring.
I relate because I too struggle with anxiety I know what that battle is. And I'm also married to a Slytherin.
Anxiety is the literal worst.
Yep. So good for you for tackling that. Yeah, congratulations on you guys having your little baby.
Yes, and also, Brittany, I have a niece named Hazel, so we have a little connection there.
And I have hazel eyes, so we have a connection.
I have hazel eyes, but I often say they look like diarrhea because they're green and brown.
Are you brown hazel or green hazel?
Brown.
Me too.
I have blue eyes because I'm pretty.
I screamed. I'm so sorry.
I, too, have blue eyes.
I don't know why I screamed.
Oh, my Merlin.
You guys can also find Katie and I on Grown Up Kids, which is the Disney podcast. We're doing a watch of all of the movies chronologically.
Are you cool? Are you an adult who's also a kid?
So, don't forget,
adults are only kids grown up anyway.
There we go.
I love hey, you like don't forget, and then you like didn't remember.
And then she forgot.
I forgot. So check us out at Grown Up Kids, a Disney podcast on Facebook, and Grown Up Kids Pod on Twitter and Instagram. We're on Podbean, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn,
Google Play Store,
Spotify.
Spotify.
You're questioning it?
I don't know places. If we've been approved yet. Like, I submitted it.
Spotify.
I submitted for Swish and Flick to go on Spotify too. Hopefully they approve us.
Guys, if you have an Alexa device, you can say Alexa, play Swish and Flick podcast. She will.
She'll play the latest episode.
And then she'll listen to you eat cereal in the morning and tell you she doesn't understand your question when not prompted.
Jeez.
It was scary.
Oh, what project should I plug?
Akio.
All right, me and Meg have a poster business on Etsy. We are called Akio Designs because we bring sweet wizarding designs to you, just like a summoning spell.
Akio Designs, we make so posters.
Search for us on Etsy. You can see all of our designs. Some fun popular stuff. Ones are Don't Intoxicate and Apparate.
House posters.
You can buy them and put them on your walls or wherever you put your posters. And they're you cute. Can also give them as gifts to people that might like them.
We've got a lot of like shop posters. So like it's pretty good for parties. A lot of people buy those for parties.
Yeah, Honeydukes, the Leaky Cauldron.
Flourish and Blot.
I forgot what you meant when you were saying like shop ones. I'm like, what do you mean
Slug and
shop?
Jiggers,
like, lots weird. Gringotts.
Gringotts.
Check it out. It's
the
cool.
Wizard Bank.
Tiffany.
Tiffany, what
are you doing? So I'm on a couple of other podcasts. I'm on an all video game podcast called Box Trick. I'm doing the Nintendo portion.
Pokemon.
Currently playing.
Gotta catch 'em all. Pokemon.
And we talk Zelda and all that other Nintendo news jazz. E3 is coming up, so get pumped. This might be out before E3.
Did I show you the picture that Ed Sheeran was playing Pokemon? I sent it to you. You never sent anything.
Sweet. Go remember. Charlie.
You can't trust anything I do nowadays. All right. I'm also on an all Star Wars podcast called Rebel Watch.
Not as good as BB-8 radio.
Doing a journey through Star Wars with Ezra, the main man, Kirk.
E. Kirk!
2006!
The Other Puff.
And
Sweet.
Sarah.
Ed Sheeran.
I'm not on it because you go, and Sarah. Not on it.
No,
Sarah,
I was finished. I'm saying, and Sarah, oh. What are you doing? What's your project
I
here?
Attention. I was looking at a picture of Ed Sheeran.
I did
playing
see that.
Pokemon Yellow.
I responded in my mind. It's not my fault you don't get those messages.
I am working on building myself a boat because it's been raining so much, and I might have to like float away.
What?
I don't know. I kind of have another podcast called BB8 Radio. We don't do a lot. We read some fan fiction every once in a while.
Submit fanfic ideas but it's Star for Wars. Star Wars.
We're going to do her. A Han Solo one because we just did a Vader one. We haven't put it out yet.
Are they dirty fanfics? Or
we're
they...
open to anything and everything.
All right, so listener discretion sister, is advised.
The one that, yeah, it's explicit. Because, I mean, we haven't sworn yet, but I swear a lot in my daily life.
What if his name was Han Uno?
We want to give a
then
shout
he
out.
Would win.
We want to give a shout out here as well to our new producers.
Fogel, Mike, and Inez.
They have produced this episode.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. So, with that, that concludes this week's episode. Thank you so much for listening, and don't let the muggles get you down.
Amazing! Just my voice!
What was like that?
I don't know. Get out of the basement! It's Grandma telling us to hurry up.
The Nina, the Pinta, the Santa Maria.
Oh, we're done. Can we come back? I want to hear it.
Yes.
Hi, I'm Ken Adams.
All right.
Darth Vader was walking around Cracker Park today.
How cool.
Along
cool.
with Chewie and I think a Stormtrooper.
Sweet. That's not Harry Potter.
No, sorry.
That's for BB-8 Radio.
I'm turn that down. Please put in there to turn that down. I literally scream. I'm so sorry.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.